Let's go down to Ludlow Street, a little bit below Houston, and the woman who some have called the third Indigo Girl, Rita Houston.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the living room tonight. As you can hear, we've got a packed house here tonight for a live performance starring Indigo Girls. Album number 11, or studio album number 11 for Amy and Emily, just out this week, called Poseidon and the Bitter Bug. And it continues on in a tradition of great songwriting, great singing, and two women singing and writing tunes straight from their heart. And I think since 1985, for those there from the beginning, that's what we've always connected with the songwriting of Amy and Emily. And as a friend said to me earlier tonight, their two voices together create a whole third new sound, and I think that's true. So please join me in welcoming, live from the living room on the Lower East Side and live on the radio on WFUV in New York, Indigo Girls.
They slip like coins into the slot, they are gone. The shadows lie long. I've been banking on a broken machine, left unattended like most of my dreams. Rustic components of an unmarked song. Nation to nation, heels dug in, no communication. While a time sneaks her with the rain. I'm ready to blow. I try to help. Thank you with an army of words. I strategize. I'm fighting for the love of my life. I am water. Oxygen, scotch and soda, or any combination starts the reaction. Is there no mastermind of modern day who can blueprint a plan to make love slay? Sturdy and weatherproof, ushering in a new revolution. Drawing for the hopeful ones to try. How can we help it when we're fighting for the love of our lives?
Drawing for the hopeful ones to try.
How can we help it when we're fighting for the love of our
Thanks, y'all.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Oh, it's so good to be here.
and fend, we'll lose again. 'Cause our better is their worst reckoning, and our fine feathered friends will sing until they bleed. And how will we replace that symphony? I've got the blackest boots, the whitest skin. Satisfy my sugar tongue again. Sing me lullabies, shoeshine days. Good advices for your athlete. Sing them to me free and clean. All the kids come home. Trips abroad, they lose again. And we'll teach them how to talk and whistle while they walk and do the dirty work of battle hymns. I've got the blackest boots, the whitest. Shine days, good verses for your athlete. Sing them to me free and clean. I'm drinking tea with milk. And John Dewey, pontificate on genocide or greed, with a spoonful of dissent, while the orchestra of need is just enough to please this colony. Blackest boots, the whitest skin. Satisfy my sugar tongue again. Bring me lullabies and morphine dreams. Bella Donna with her atropine. And bring them to me free and clean.
Thank you. Thanks, y'all. Thank you. That was another new song, and now we're going to go back and do a really old one. Mix it up a little bit.
Sing with us, okay?
All right.
Black and white, and the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously, 'cause it's only life after all, yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship for safety till I sink it. I'm crawling on your shores. And I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. Yeah, but there's more than one answer to these questions pointing in a crooked line. The less I seek my source, the smaller source.
paper and I was free.
I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. Yeah, well, there's more than one answer to these questions pointing in a crooked line. Unless I seek my source for some sinners, closer I am. Friend. Then I woke up with a headache like my head against a board. I was twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from a fountain. Here we go to the doctor, we go to the mountains. To the children, we drink from the fountain. Yet we go to the Bible, and we go through the workout, and we read up on revival, and we stand up for the lookout. There's more than one answer to these questions pointing in a crooked line. Unless I seek my source for some sinners, closer I am to find.
Wow, thanks. Good singing, y'all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, y'all. Appreciate it.
Hello to your friends. I said hello to this situation. Never leave yours. Now it's easy for me to tell you that my love for you is sincere. I won't stumble on these feelings. I won't stumble on these words. It's something you don't ever stumble on, dear. Yeah, you were so baroque. All of those words just to tell me no. And you were so soft-spoken with all the others who said you weren't broken. They just let you go. With all the others who said you weren't broken, but they just let you go. And you're 3 days down the highway, and you're looking like I feel, and it takes
time for yourself.
Thanks. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys are fun. Thank you. Wow. I do love the New York audience.
That's it.
You have such a good sense of humor as well, with all the clapping after the Wall Street Dow Jones announcement. Oh my God, I'm going to tell my dad about that. He'll appreciate that.
We're going to do another new song. Before we wrote this record, I had really bad writer's block, and so for part of the writer's block period where I knew I had to write some songs, or I couldn't be an Indigo Girl anymore, and I still wanted to be. So I went to the beach, which is one of my favorite places in the world, and hence all the nautical references. It quite literally happened, and then the rest just came later. But this is a song called Fleet of Hope. The fisherman comes up, puts his two poles in the sand. He stares out at the sea, just exactly like me. But I've got a book in my hand. We will have caught on to something by the end of the day. But mostly we think about the one that got away. I've seen like a bird what pleasures the surface can bring. Lost my best craft, going foolishly back to where the sirens sing. I stared up at the place where the water meets the sky. And though I stopped breathing, I still believed I should try. Maybe a boat in search of lost treasures will pass by. She's shining in the port, and the harbor clings to the jetty for protection and support. Out in the choppy waters, the sharks swim and play. You're all washed up when Poseidon has his day. I've walked through the desert, climbed over so high, through the jungles and plains. I took buses and trains, airplanes across the sky, but none as seductive as ocean before me alone. And now I know why you layered your pockets with stones. Hope is so pretty when she's shining in the port, and the harbor clings to the jetty for protection and support. Out in the choppy waters, the sharks swim and play. You're all washed up when Poseidon has his day. All of my fancy took flight, and I had this dream that I'd shine anything, even the darkest night. Now I wait like a widow for someone to come back from sea. But I've always known I was waiting for me. It's the
Thank you.
New song by Evie. Kind of new. Driver Education.
I fell for guys who tried to commit suicide. But soft rock there. Bloodshot eyes. Tastes like Marlboro cigarettes. He sees peanut butter cups of Pepsi in his hand. Getting off the school bus. Films and bills. Safety illustrations. Crushed cars, driver education. Driver education. Now it's tattooed girls with a past they can't remember. We pledge allegiance to the class I've been in the curriculum. She tastes like spring, there she goes again. Drinking with the older guys, tripping by the lakeside. Thelms and drills, safety illustrations. Crush cars, driver education. Driver education. You were sweet 16. I was already mean. Feeling bad for giving it up to the man just to make the scene. Whoever you buy, and the church kids learning my moves. I ran for miles through the suburbs of the 70s, piling dust and pixie sticks, kissing in the deep and swimming pools. Before I knew what's in there, we come into this life, water locked and tender. Films and bills, safety illustrations, across cars and driver education. Films and bills, safety. Crush cars and driver education.
Films and
driver education. Driver education. Driver education. Driver education.
Thanks.
Thanks, y'all. Thank you, thank you. Thanks for listening.
In front of a loving, grateful group of WFUV marquee members, and thanks to everybody listening around the whole wide world at WFUV.org. First of all, Amy and Emily, congratulations on a fantastic career and a great new album.
Thank
you.
Congrats.
Thanks.
Few can claim a 20-year career of credible music. I mean, there's not a single disco album in the Indigo Girls catalog.
Not yet.
You just wait.
Not yet.
We've got one in us, for sure.
I've heard a lot of artists describe albums as children. And if my count is correct, Poseidon and Bitter Bug is album number 11 for you guys. Would you relate to that analogy? And if so, what child is this exactly?
This is the child that didn't want to come out. For me. It's different for Amy.
She probably has her own thoughts on that.
That's okay. I think that was a great answer.
So it took some work.
Yeah, it did at first, but then the cool thing was we got dropped by a record label and we were really, really happy. We had a long, long relationship with Epic Records, which at the beginning especially was very, very fruitful for us. And no record company ever messed with our creative process, but it was just became bogged down in a system of misspent money and non-creative ideas and sort of a machinery. And so We signed with Hollywood, and then they dropped us after we made our last record. So they dropped us right before we were supposed to go in the studio for Poseidon and the Bitterbucks. We were very, very excited because, well, Mitchell Froom agreed to come back and produce the record. Everybody gave us a break. They knew we had a smaller budget. So the studio, Southern Tracks in Atlanta, gave us a break, and Mitchell gave us a break, and he came to Atlanta. We both wanted to work there. And we made two records in 3.5 weeks. So there was not a lot of belaboring the decision-making process. And sometimes in the studio, as in life, you can overthink things and weigh them down. And so we both feel like this album has an immediacy and a freshness to it because we're making decisions based on our guts as we went along really quickly.
Fantastic. And it's out on IG's Records.
Yeah,
IG Recordings.
Yeah.
Coming through Vanguard Records. So it's like your first independent record since the very beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean to you? Does that mean anything to you right now?
Yeah. It feels good. It means, well, I just think it's the right place for us, and I think we've landed in the right place, and Vanguard feels really good as a distributor and has helped us out a lot, and it means we know the communication. We know what mistakes are being made. We know it's our responsibility, and it feels good to work for yourself instead of, the man, I guess, would be. I mean, all apologies to the allies that we have out there, but the man that we all still work for, all of us. Even the men work for the man, which is incredible.
That's good. And Emily, you mentioned two records. You guys did a full-on thing with Mitchell Froom. And then what made you decide to just go off the two of you and do an acoustic version of this album as in addition to?
Well, it was Mitchell's idea, actually. He thought it'd be a great idea if we did these songs with the rhythm section. So we had Matt Chamberlain play drums, and he had 4 days free. And he came in and we cut, and Claire Kenny played bass, and then Mitchell played keys all over the record. We're so thankful for that because we just think he's a genius. So we had 4 days, and we cut all those rhythm tracks. That was the body, the beginning of the band record. And then after that, during the same period of time, Amy and I just sat in a room in the studio with a bunch of mics around us and played the songs acoustically. So we knocked out that record in a couple days, really.
Three days.
And basically the idea was we thought that for those people out there who are interested in the music, they would like to hear what the stripped-down acoustic versions would sound like. So it's just as if Amy and I had finished arranging the songs together. That's what they sound like on the acoustic record. But to clear up any confusion, there are two releases, and one is the deluxe set with both the acoustic and the band version, and one is just the band version, so don't buy the wrong thing if you don't want it.
Clarity is important. Thank you.
It's easier to have now.
Yes, it is. Yes. I know you guys are in the 20-plus years of your career, and I've seen you many times. You've played all kinds of places, and now here we are tonight at the Living Room, which is one of the coolest venues in New York City,
yeah.
But not but not a place just because you guys are playing to many more people than the 100 or so we have in this room. What is your favorite scenario to play in? What are some of your favorite venues? Do you like being outdoors? Like, how many of us have been to Newport Folk Festivals with Indigo Girls? I mean, fantastic, right? Can't beat that. We were talking about summer stage earlier. Can't beat the summer stage shows. For you guys, though, give us a little, like, I know all the gigs are great, but what are some of your favorites? Do you like the small club thing, outdoors, Europe? What's the ideal scenario?
I mean, we definitely like the intimate setting. Like, this is super, super cool. It's just kind of the way we started and the way it's meant to be. But this summer, we're coming back to Central Park, and that is awesome. So we love that. But for me personally, each venue is different, has its own strengths or characteristics. And, you know, back in sort of a heyday or a heady day anyway, we played Madison Square Garden. I mean, so the thrill of that for a lifetime was big. But this is more the heart and soul of what we do. I mean, we're a bar band from Atlanta, and here we are at a bar. So this feels good, honestly.
That's good. Well, we're going to get back into some more live music with the Indigo Girls, coming to you live from the Living Room. But first, two quick questions. Did you do the crossword puzzle today?
She's working on it.
No, that's from last week or so.
Oh.
It's kicking my butt.
I don't.
What day is today?
Today is Thursday. It's an easy
Thursday's
day, right?
Almost a little too hard for me. Friday and Saturday, forget it. Sunday's my favorite day.
Then wait a minute. I had you up on this crossword puzzle pedestal, Emily. Was that wrong?
You shouldn't have.
Well, it slips when we're off the road. And we've been off the road for a while. So we get back into it when we're on the bus a lot. Yeah. And we actually get better. So that I think you're being humble because I know you finished Friday by yourself before.
No, Friday.
I've seen you do it. It's the Saturday with all the white in it. The white.
Yeah, this is, each answer is like 20 boxes long. It's just like
you could fill in your own, and it would be okay because there's just like, just make it work, and it's fine. It's done.
But Sunday's like the really glorious one, you know, because you feel like you've really accomplished something when you do. I work on them for about 4 weeks, and then get the old ones and start again.
And how's the restaurant business?
Thanks for asking. I'm an owner in a restaurant in Atlanta called Watershed, and we're really proud of it. It's a very cool restaurant, and our chef, Scott Peacock, he won the James Beard Award last year for best chef in the Southeast. And so we're really proud of him and the restaurant. It's a very cool and responsible place, and when I'm there, I always go eat. So thanks for asking. Because the economy, times are tough. You know, it's hard on places like restaurants, but this is our 10th year plus, and we're hanging in there.
Indigo Girls with us here at the Living Room. Two upcoming appearances in New York City, Highline Ballroom, April 15th. And then the aforementioned Summer Stage Show coming up on June the 16th. Well, we're live on the radio on WFUV. Let's get to some more music with the Indigo Girls.
We're going to do a couple old songs.
Scratch beneath the surface, and it's pure as gold. suckers for words. Don't you ever forget it.
Now the steel bars,
the steel bars between me and the promise would suddenly bend with ease. The closer I'm bound in love to you, the closer I am to free.
Free.
So we're okay.
Thanks, y'all.
What would you give for your kids?
I was hoping you'd pipe in there. Perfect. You guys are great. All right.
Here's a song from the new record. It's called What Do You Like?
We got a couple more for you. Second time around, you know it really
got me down. Sister, don't you judge it, just keep it to yourself now. And if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. I got bitten by the bitter bug and now I just can't get enough of ill will and my own conceit. I'm weary of the world, it seems. I'm weary of the world. I'm weary of the world, it seems. Like I've had hard knocks all my life. Like I'm a Bible Belt wife. Like I didn't see it coming. Like I didn't walk in willingly. You see, I never wanna sing again. La la la, like a butterfly without my wits about me. With out my heart in line, third time's a charm. This is mine. You heard Loretta sing and you felt the loneliness seeping in. The cowboys made you uneasy. You're a God-fearing lesbian, so you learn not to yearn and you take it on the chin again. But here's what I find about compromise. Don't do it if it hurts inside. Either way you're screwed, you know. Eventually you'll find that you may as well feel good, and you may as well have some pride. Cherokee and Hilaretta do her thing. Pack it into the Indian casino and make the hillbilly sing. We're gonna kick up our heels, yeah. We're gonna join in. Are you my ally or my enemy? Do you have self-loathing or empathy? Can you keep me in your prayers, sister? Can you keep me in there somewhere, sister? If you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all.
New song by Amy. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, y'all.
Thank you.
You thank guys you. Have been so amazing to play with. It's thank you. And we want to thank Rita and WFUV.
Yeah, Rita, it, thank you.
We owe you a lot. We appreciate it.
What a great station. There just aren't many left.
And we're going to be rooting for the Dow Jones tomorrow, y'all. Let's all pray together.
tears explode. I try to trace them to my youth. And then you had to bring up reincarnation over a couple of beers the other night. And now I'm serving time for mistakes made by another in another lifetime. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of life? I call on the restless soul. Ocean years ago must have crashed his little airplane. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of light? Come on, the resting soul. Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight. I'm not making a joke. Bucks in your lifetime. Now I have to pay. But then again, it feels like some sort of inspiration to let the next life walk over. Or she'll say, look what I had to overcome for my last life. I think I'll write a book. How long till my soul gets it right? Life, except for restless soul, God, restless soul, king of night vision, king of insight. How long till my soul gets it right? How long till my soul gets it right? How
great to be back in New York.
Thanks, y'all. Thank you to the living room.
Thank you, FEV. Thank you, Rita. Thanks, y'all.
Great stuff, right? Indigo Girls live from the living room on Ludlow Street in New York. What a fantastic performance. Celebrating the release of their brand new CD, Poseidon and the Bitcher Bug. It was great to hear the new ones tonight and great to hear some of the classics. Thank you guys very much. All the FUV Marquee members in the house, thank you so much for your support. We really appreciate that. And thanks to everybody listening around the whole wide world at WFUV.org. Our tech team tonight, George Evans, Aaron Charles Peer, and our producer, Sarah Wardrop. Special thanks to Stephen Klemmer from the Magic Shop. He ran our sound tonight. Big thanks to everyone here at the Living Room, plus Russell Carter, Artist Management, Vanguard Records, and our fantastic WFUV members. And, of course, big thanks to the Indigo Girls. I'm Rita Houston for WFUV in New York City. Have a great night, everyone.